from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Mentioned a few places throughout the show of places you could watch the game tomorrow night. Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park, man, that place is a fun place to watch Panthers hockey. And then if there's a game 7, you can actually go to the Funky Buddha tap room in the Amerind Bank Arena and enjoy some of their beer right there on site. And good God, I really don't want it to go to a game 7, as we said earlier, but also if there is a game 7, I hope people are drinking celebratory Funky Buddhas there and not drowning their sorrows in Funky Buddha, but either one is possible based on the first 5 games of this series.
We have 2 great relationships. We go to Panthers games. We know the Funky Buddha owners. Like, God, I love that
not
synergy.
Not a bad life we carved out for ourselves there.
What?
Not a bad life. Couple things I probably should have reminded you. We were talking in the last hour about the Heat. Heat fans, you can experience a behind-the-scenes tour of the Kaseya Center June 24th through September 27th. And the guided tour includes access to VIP areas, the Heat locker room, the training facilities, arena suites and lounges, the media control room. And if you have a tour ticket, you get 10% discount at the Miami Heat store. So if you want to go on that tour, go to KaseyaCenter.com/all-access-tours. One other thing that I need to mention, Hollywood. We've been talking some soccer on this show lately. Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show and 560 WQAM will be out Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Irishman in Boca to watch USA take on Bolivia. You can enjoy ice-cold beer specials, get qualified to win a pair of tickets for a future Inter-Miami game, and you get to watch the game with Hollywood and 560 WQAM and win some 560 QAM swag. It's all going off Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Irishman in Boca. All right, let's get our 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines with Alejandro Solana. Before we give you our final replay of the day, our final gift to you on the first day of summer, we had milkshakes in hours 2, 3, and 4 o'clock. And now in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, we will detour to ice cream with an expert, Aronde Gadsden, and his Mount Rushmore of ice cream. This is, I mentioned, the summer solstice. So tonight is going to be light out as long as it gets for the entire year here. And then tomorrow it'll start to just chip off by seconds. But tonight you can go out, you can get yourself an ice cream or a milkshake at the time of your life.
Is it nice to call somebody an ice cream expert?
I mean, it's not false. Right?
No, but I don't know if it's flattering.
When we do our roast beef show, Aronde will also be our roast beef expert. He loves Arby's.
As you see where this is going. Well, I'm a chicken wing expert.
There you go.
Yeah, never mind.
I'm a potato chip expert.
So I say snacks overall. Yeah, I'm thinking cutting yourself short.
That's true. I love snacks.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Snacks all day, all night. Oh, do I love snacks?
You eat tuna fish bags so you can snack more.
I do. I eat small meals because I get more enjoyment out of snacking. Like last night, so we ordered sushi from Lemongrass, my wife and I. And I have this green dragon roll. It's my favorite roll. You know how much I love shrimp. Shrimp in there. But I get this green dragon roll. So she says, you're only going to get one roll? And I said, yeah, because I'm going to watch Clip tonight. And I like to sit on the couch and eat stuff. So I don't want to eat too much at dinner because I'd rather, have my snacks while I watch my programs. I love that. I just love it. So I do have smaller meals so that I don't feel as guilty when I'm snacking.
I have to tell my daughter, don't snack so you'll finish your dinner.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of being an adult.
You don't eat dinner so you get to snack.
Yeah, you get to do stuff. I was thinking about this the other day. I've got like pistachios in the house. I was never like, if my dad brought home pistachios, it was the biggest treat. It's an expensive nut, but it was such a treat that I felt like, oh, no one has pistachios in their house all the time. And I thought of it the other day. I'm like, hey, look, there's pistachios. I can have them in my house whenever I want. I don't have to listen to Lyle. Not the biggest deal in the world. Hey, cut back on the lawn service maybe and get some pistachios in the house once in a while.
I told
you. Tell your daughter. That's the beauty of being an adult. You can make your own decisions. You know what? I don't want to have all my meal because I want a snack. How about that? By the way, Clipped has gotten awful. I don't know what happened. Really? First two episodes were brilliant and campy and funny and silly. And the last two episodes, I don't know what the hell is going on anymore. I don't know. It's almost like having two separate series going on. Now it's very serious. Now they're solving the world's racial problems on Hulu with Ed O'Neill and Lawrence Fishburne.
and
the Silly Rabbit. Stiviano.
The Silly Rabbit's going to solve something?
Yeah. Make me laugh with funny practices, Lawrence Fishburne. I don't need to see Doc Rivers during the L.A. riots and what was going on in his head. I don't really care.
It's funny. You talk about the kids and adults. I took one of my kids' friends out to eat with us. It was just me and the kids, and one of his had friends were at the house. And, like, she didn't want to order. Like, she was looking at, like, they're like, what you want to drink? I was like, what you want to drink? I don't know. And then my daughter's like, oh, Shirley Temple. Chan's like, lemonade. Right. She's like, I'll get what they're getting. Then the meal, like, she's like, hey, what do you want to eat? I don't know. Like, I was like, she acted like a hostage.
Well, so that you can tell. So that's the parents who take their kids out and they do everything for them. They order for them. They don't have to think about everything. Everything is ordered for them. And that's like, that was out of the realm for her.
I felt, I don't know. I got all kind of crap. You like salmon? You want steak? We had the whole menu on the table. I'm like, I'm going to get you out of this hostage situation you're in.
Shirley Temple, though, that's a classic for like a kid.
Great drink.
Oh, they love Shirley Temple.
Because what is it? Sprite with like a little cherry sugar juice.
Grenadine. Cherry sugar juice. Is that what you call grenadine?
Like a little cherry sugar syrup.
Well, aren't you a regular Tom Cruise in cocktails?
Cherry sugar juice. Cherry sugar.
That was a bar mitzvah special right there, man. Shirley Temple.
That's a good trick, though. If you with people that drink and you don't want to drink, Shirley Temple looks like it's like it's
looks vodka. Like a drink.
Yeah, it really does.
Like a vodka and cranberry.
Yeah. I'm never pretty sure that's what
I'm pretty sure that's what guy. Jimmy's drinking on this cruise.
Playing bingo.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Panthers tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Yep.
I did see some changes. I saw Nick Cousins is going to be.
Yeah, look like. Now, again, this is just today's practice. You still have a shoot around tomorrow.
So but Palmieri spoke earlier, and he confirmed Nick Cousins will be in the Panthers lineup tomorrow.
So I think Okposo will then go to the fifth line. Won't be playing, essentially, because you'll have Lomberg out there and Cousins out there as well.
I don't feel like the Lamborghini made that big of a of an impact. Not that he played poorly, but
he hustles though, man. He's like he's everywhere.
Yeah. So tomorrow, 8 p.m. game 6. The Marlins will play tomorrow as well. They open up a 3-game series against the Seattle Mariners. They're off today. Told you a couple times tonight that the Copa America begins here in the United States. It is the South American Championships, but several teams from North America are in it as well, including Canada, and they'll face off against the World Cup champion Argentina international team tonight, 8 p.m. from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The game can be watched on FS1.
All right.
Hey, Jaws was released on this day 49 years ago.
Saw that.
1975.
Classic movie.
You seen Jaws, Solana?
I've seen Jaws. I've seen all of them, all three.
Oh, good.
I think there's more than three, believe it or not. But really, you only need to see one. Don't ever see anything beyond Jaws 1. I saw it a few months ago at the Miser Park Amphitheater with a full orchestra, and it was brilliant.
The orchestra.
And the movie.
That movie doesn't hold up.
The movie doesn't hold up? Yes, it does.
You can see the animatronic shark hinge biting.
No, you cannot. No.
The blood, you can tell the blood is red paint. I watched it about 2 weeks ago at a hotel.
Absolutely holds up.
Acting's terrible.
No, yeah. What?
It is. It's awful.
Richard Dreyfuss?
No. The main characters, they can do a little something. And the captain, the old crazy captain, like he plays a great role. But like
he's
the
answer.
The ancillary pieces, like the wife and then the lifeguards, the mayor. The mayor is reading
great.
He's reading like a cartoon.
He's like a cartoon. He's great.
Man, that movie that holds up.
Absolutely holds up.
I know you're going to think I'm running a bit here. I'm not. Jaws 3, it's the one where they're at SeaWorld, happens to be phenomenal. With Dennis Quaid.
It's Jaws 3D. That was in 3D.
Is that really Jaws 3D?
Pretty sure.
Well, I didn't see it in 3D. I just watched it on standard def, but it's phenomenal. It's the one at SeaWorld where the shark, the Jaws, has somehow found its way inside the lagoon at SeaWorld.
Oh, he had a vendetta, mm-hmm. as many sharks do.
Watch the Meg. The Meg is a better Jaws.
Stop it. Than the original Jaws?
You seen the Meg?
Oh, for crying out loud.
With Jason Statham?
Jaws is one of the top 10 movies of all time.
Top 10 movies of all time?
Of all time. Certainly top 10 soundtrack of all time, or score.
Yeah, no, that's why I said you said a live orchestra. I was like, oh yeah, that probably was amazing, but then you had to watch the movie too.
Jaws is one of the Avengers, right?
No, he's in Wu-Tang.
You see this Kendrick Lamar concert last night?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. What'd he do?
So it was in L.A. Everyone's going crazy because he's bringing on all these guests. And LeBron's there in the crowd. And I think DeMar DeRozan was there.
Russell
right?
Westbrook, DeMar DeRozan.
Russell Westbrook was there. Like, it's just a who's who. But he did one song. Was this the diss track to Drake? Is that the song that he did 7 times?
So he opened up the show with the diss track to Drake, and the song is called Euphoria that he started with, but yeah, he did it 7 or 8 times. Was it 8 times the diss track? And he had the whole, because essentially the song
he had
is
people
calling
coming
Drake
up on
pedophile.
Stage and, right, and about he's not one of us, and he had guys up there like, what did I see? Someone had tweeted something like, what can Drake do now after what just happened?
Right.
Like, how can he respond? And someone said, maybe do a show and bring up Caitlin Clark.
Drake is a Canadian ex-actor. Right. Who was on, like, he's not like it. He bit off a little more than he can chew with Kendrick. I don't know why he wouldn't mess with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Well, Kendrick seems to have really taken it to another level last night.
It's like three of them, though. It's Euphoria, Meet the Grahams.
Meet the Grahams, Family Matters.
Yeah, they have it's a whole album of them going back and forth, and yeah, Kendrick Lamar destroys this young man.
Apparently he had, like, last night he had all these special guests coming up, and there was a moment where LeBron started to get up from his seat, who was in the front row, to walk up on stage, because I guess Kendrick Lamar was inviting people on stage, and Savannah grabbed him and sat his ass down, as a good wife should do.
Yes.
And people were like, you know, saying, like, she's saying to him, hey, you're from Akron. You're not wearing some sort of bandana or whatever. Just keep your ass here in the stands.
Yeah. LeBron's a guy that, like, he's friends with everybody.
Well, right? He gets caught up in the moment, too, because you know he loves Drake. Drake's a big NBA guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Did I mention the Copa America tonight? I just want to make sure. Right.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Ecuador. Your weather
from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorney.com. What's, like, your one thing about Ecuador? Like, your one tidbit?
Bogota.
No, that's Colombia.
Quito. No, Quito.
Yeah.
My one thing. Nobody knows that the capital of Ecuador is Quito.
Ecuador is right on the equator.
Is that why it's called Ecuador?
Don't know.
Would make sense.
It would. All right. That's your Copa America preview. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 70s. It's around 85 degrees, hot and humid. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Didn't Ecuador have a countrywide blackout last night? Like a major problem?
Huge countrywide blackout.
Was it Ecuador, though?
Yeah, it was Ecuador. Yeah.
You sure?
17 million people. I know, because my sister-in-law is from Ecuador. Yeah. 17 million people were without power yesterday.
It was like, I told you, I watched that terrible movie, Leave the World Behind. And it's kind of like that. Everything just shuts. Everything you know, GPS, electricity, like, everything's just gone. Leave the world behind.
I'd be Will Smith and I Am Legend.
No, you wouldn't. Yes, you would. I would. Stop it. We'd need to come rescue you. You'd be cowering in the fetal position somewhere in Davie. Man. You missed work one day because of a rain shower. In the meantime, Polish Joe Zagacki was here at the studio.
Last man standing, baby.
All right, our final trip into the archives for today, our summer spectacular, first day of summer. Aronde Gadsden gave us his Mount Rushmore of ice cream for the first day of summer. You should absolutely have some ice cream on the menu tonight. So listen to OG. He will tell you what is good and proper.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Today's National I Love My Feet Day. Two out of three members on the show can celebrate that today.
Trust me. Trust me, you will kill it on I Love My Ass Day.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Today happens to be National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, and is chocolate ice cream, Crowder, is that on your Mount Rushmore of ice cream flavors?
It's a part of my Neapolitan selection, but
really?
It's not by itself.
Is Neapolitan really on your Mount Rushmore of ice
what?
Cream? Come
it's
on.
It's the best. Come on, because you can go strawberry, but it's chocolate, you can go swirl, you can go all three together. It's so many options.
Strawberry ice cream is terrible. Chocolate ice cream, in all honesty, is terrible. Neapolitan is terrible. Is Aronde back? Huh? I'm not looking. Okay, Aronde, today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Do you love?
Is it just chocolate ice cream day?
Well, today is chocolate ice cream day, but I'm not gonna. Okay. I don't want to narrowcast it that way. So I want to know
you're not gonna pigeonhole me into chocolate. Okay.
Like on Wings Day, you know, boneless is right. you gotta right. do what you gotta do. So go ahead. Right. What is your Mount Rushmore of ice cream?
Just off the top, I'd probably go butter pecan.
Oh, that's a good
gonna
one.
Be my. First,
Wait a second. Solana made a face there. You don't like butter pecan, Solana?
I mean, butter pecan may be on like a hot summer afternoon when you're at like an old
when are you eating ice cream?
Right,
when are you eating ice cream, Solana?
When a blizzard? Of course, ice cream is on a hot summer afternoon.
He didn't say the top five ice creams in December.
Listen, if you were in the Arctic Circle, Aronde, would you really like the butter pecan? So you don't like butter pecan, Solana?
I just think if you would have thrown that in there as his third or fourth on the Mount Rushmore, fine. But to start off your Mount Rushmore of ice cream flavors with butter pecan,
all right, pay no mind.
He asked me mine, man.
Right? Yeah. Mine. No, pay no mind to him, Aronde. Pay no mind to him. Go ahead. Butter pecan is on your Mount Rushmore.
Cookies and cream.
Uh-huh. That's a good strong one.
I'm going to go with Moose Tracks. I like Moose Tracks. I like something going on in my ice cream.
Moose Tracks, yeah. There's a lot of good flavor. A lot of flavor. A lot of action in the Moose Tracks.
A lot of action going on in that. Then I'm going to go French Vanilla, right?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, because French vanilla, you could create French vanilla the way you want it. You know, you can make it into whatever you want, whatever toppings you want. That's what it is. The cake batter is French vanilla.
Oh, cake batter is a good one too. That's a good one.
Yeah, but half baked from Ben and Jerry's is going to be the last one for me. That's got to be the best.
Crowder, do you have a Mount Rushmore of ice cream?
Yes. Starting out with the best, the OG Neapolitan.
That's the worst. Where like, Neapolitan. Like
Hold on. The Napoleon, is that one flavor or three?
It's Neapolitan, and it's chocolate, and vanilla,
flavors,
and strawberry.
You can't put all three of them in there. That's cheating there. You can't.
And no one's bought Neapolitan ice cream since my grandmother passed away.
And when you buy the big bucket, of the Napoleon, like it's going to be one flavor left in there and get them icicles
exactly.
on there, man. Everybody likes strawberry.
Great call.
Somebody likes chocolate. No, you get that big bucket from Winn-Dixie because you got a little
call.
Party for your daughter or your cousin got a party. You're like, I'm going to bring this Napoleon ice cream over there. And so you bring that, and then everybody's like, I like chocolate or strawberry.
Right.
Or somebody like, nah, nobody eat them all three. Like,
right.
But you know, I even went to a party when they had the Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches. I only ate the first half.
Of course. They make Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches. Such a great call by you. and you only eat it for the little vanilla part or the chocolate part or the strawberry. Like, yeah, you're not going to eat the whole thing. But go ahead, Crowder.
Go ahead.
Your first one's a failure. That's a failure.
No, it's a rule at my house. You can't go long ways. You can't just scoop all vanilla. You got to go short ways. If you don't get all three flavors in your bowl, you get a spanking.
Right, but doesn't that strike you as not being a good flavor, though? If you have to mandate that you have to take all the ice cream, then you know it's not a good flavor. Like, you never have to tell someone with the cookies and cream, hey, by the way, make sure you get some of the cookies, too. Don't just take the cream. Like, everybody wants
both. Leave the cookies. Yeah. If you whipping your kids because they ain't got the strawberry,
right.
I'm calling them people on you.
Right.
Man.
You're kind of proving our point that Neapolitan doesn't belong
up there. Go ahead with your list.
So, Napoleon.
Yeah.
Y'all just brought it up. Cookies and cream is on there. Cookies and cream is legendary.
All right.
Legendary.
I'm going
right.
with the cherry Garcia with the cherry bits chocolate chunks.
Nah, nobody wants cherry bits in their ice
cream.
From Ben and Jerry's.
Go ahead.
OG. And then you got to go drumsticks.
Oh, the drumstick.
But that ain't ice cream, though. That's not an ice cream. That's ice cream cone, bro. That's not ice cream.
It's ice cream in it with accessories.
Yeah. I gotta
go for cone ice cream. Don't go drumstick. Drumstick you get from the ice cream truck. Ding, 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 boom, boom. Mom, you got a dollar? I gotta go outside.
I gotta vote with Crowder on that one. I mean, that is ice cream, technically.
But that's an ice cream cone. Like, you know, the best part about the drumstick anyway is when you get to the bottom and the little part, they got a little chocolate all the way in the bottom.
Chocolate in it, yeah.
No ice cream in there.
Here's here's mine. This is my Mount Rushmore of ice cream.
Let's hear it.
Soft serve vanilla from Carvel. Mm-hmm. And if you want to top it, you put a little hot caramel on it because we just
go on vanilla. Like any soft serve
vanilla. From Carvel specifically.
What about the soft serve from anywhere? Or just
I like soft serve over hard pack ice cream. I do, but this is my Mount Rushmore.
Okay, all right.
Bluebell banana pudding flavor.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. It's got the little pieces of Nilla wafers in there.
That's a good one.
Hawk, showing your age, Hawk.
What? That's a new one.
No, but banana pudding, you're just showing your age. That's just old. Banana pudding's not at parties right
now. Listen, Mr. Neapolitan, you cannot talk about showing your age.
Sit this one out, Mr. Neapolitan.
Sit this one out, Grandpa. Cookies and cream blizzard at DQ.
Man, y'all went real, like, you got to go somewhere for that.
Yeah, you got to go to DQ. I'm just telling you, that's the premier cookies and cream. And then number four, a McDonald's vanilla shake.
Oh, that's a shake, though. It says shake in the name, though. That's not ice cream, though, dude.
I feel like you get the same feeling after the McDonald's shake that you do after an ice cream, right?
If you said Frosty, you might would have had a fight with a Frosty from Wendy's, but a shake, a McDonald's shake says shake in the name. That's not correct.
Yeah, it's good, man.
It beats the Alaskan day.
I'm not surprised you didn't go with Baked Alaska, Crowder. That Neapolitan was so old.
Right. Like I like the soft serve from Golden Corral. Golden Corral got a good soft serve.
The free vanilla soft serve on a cruise ship. Yeah.
Oh, man. You can get that any time of night, 24 hours. You can get up. I can get up, go to the bathroom, and go get me some ice cream from the soft serve.
Solana, go ahead. Weigh in. Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. No one has had chocolate ice cream on their Mount Rushmore. Crowder kind of did with the Neapolitan, but we're all going to pretend like that didn't happen. So go ahead, Solana, what's your Mount Rushmore of ice cream?
Well, you all are wrong because you left off dulce de leche ice cream from Häagen-Dazs.
I thought about dulce de leche. I love that. That's why I said the hot caramel on the vanilla. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the dulce de leche OG. I mean, that is that's my favorite flavor.
You know, but this is what I'm saying. I like it when you put the actual hot caramel on the ice cream, not it already made inside
But this isn't caramel. This isn't caramel. This is dulce de leche.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Don't do that.
Yeah. But go ahead. You're the guy. You have pumpkin carbon parties. It's all right. Go ahead.
What a great memory you have there. That is great.
That was back in October,
bro. Go ahead. What else you got? We're going to run out of time here.
Mint chocolate chip?
No.
That's a good one. My girl Julie from Marco Island said pistachio is one of hers.
Pistachio is my next one.
I like pistachio ice cream. But it's not. I mean, with all the flavors out, but you're going to go with pistachio?
Real pistachio ice cream. Not the vanilla ice cream with bits of pistachio in it. Miss me with that nonsense. Real pistachio has to be green ice cream.
I don't think there is pistachio ice cream that's not green.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They have the real pistachios in them. Like they shell the pistachios and put it in the ice cream. I've never had.
I've never heard of that, Solana. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now,
you think people serve pistachio ice cream? It's just a scoop of vanilla with some bits of pistachio.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. No,
I've experienced it.
You're 0-3. Go ahead.
Where would you get some? This
long. I'm gonna guess at Abuela's house. because there's no way he got that at an ice cream parlor. There's no chance.
Maybe the one at the corner store at the gas. You get a rape.
That's at the racetrack. Yeah.
Well, I made it. She made it.
All right, real quick, we're gonna run out of time, Solana.
It's the swirl, not vanilla, not chocolate, but the swirl soft serve. On a cruise ship, but I have to serve it myself.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the one. That's the one in the middle. Is it in the middle?
Yeah, middle.
So you saying you want to get vanilla, and then walk all the way over and get chocolate, Oh, you want the one in the middle?
No, the one in the middle where it's a swirl.
It's already done.
Yeah, already done.
I kind of feel like that falls into the Neapolitan. Just make a choice. Either get vanilla or chocolate. You don't want them both. I mean, what are we doing here?
Just get one or the other.
It kind of falls into the Arnold Palmer situation. I want more tea than I want lemonade.
I'll take an Arnold Palmer, but heavy on the lemonade. Well, then you really just want a lemonade, okay? Let's be honest here. You want to sound all fancy, say, an Arnold Palmer. It's the people that get the Neapolitan. You want to sound all fancy with the Neapolitan, but you really just want a scoop of vanilla. You're paying three times the price.
Hey, Channing, just tell us. This is between us. Nobody else. This is between us four. Which one do you like the most?
Oh, the combination.
No, you don't. No, Jack.
Which one do you like the most?
Little choco vanilla berry, you know what I'm saying? Little chocanilla berry. I like chocanilla berry.
All right. Aronde Gadsden. He joins us every Tuesday. We're up against a break. Nice job, everybody. Thank you, OG.
All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
There you go. Neapolitan.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on, man. Everybody likes to walk past some crackheads every now and again, don't you?
Hawk and Crowder.
Unfortunately, our best of to begin summer must come to an end here. It's been a fun 4 hours on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Appreciate everybody who tuned in all show long. Tomorrow we get back into it. It's Game 6. Panthers hopefully hoist the cup tomorrow night, about 28, 29 hours from this moment. But tomorrow we get right back into it on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk, Crowder, myself, 4 hours previewing the Florida Panthers. But to end our best of on day one of summer, I present to you one more conversation about ice cream. We follow up OG's Mount Rushmore of ice cream with what we like to call the ice cream dilemma.
I have a serious question here, Crowder. I don't know if you're an ice cream guy or not, or Solana, if you're an ice cream guy. I love ice cream, so I don't keep it in the house. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I have it in the house, then I'll just sit there and I'll eat it at night. But I was at, I don't know, Publix, Winn-Dixie the other day, and I decided, you know, I'm going to buy a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Just the flavor looked appealing to me, and I normally don't because I'll eat it.
So the little pint, you know what I'm talking about, a little pint.
A little tiny one, a little personal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How many sittings for you to knock down a pint?
Two outs in a baseball game? What do you
really? The whole pint? The whole pint? You'll knock it down in one sitting.
Oh yeah, 15 minutes, man. If it's what's that called?
I could.
The Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, they got Cherry Garcia.
Oh my goodness, the Cherry Garcia. 5 minutes.
Wait, right, like I could, but I don't allow myself. I have to make it at least 3 nights. I have to, and then I was wondering as I was putting it back in the freezer last night with just a nub of ice cream left because it was the second night. But, you know, mentally, I wanted to put it back in the freezer. There's just a little nub of ice cream in there. I was thinking to myself, do most guys just knock this thing down? Because I could easily finish that, in one sitting. What about you, Solana? You ever eat a pint of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. In college, I was putting down a pint a night. That's not an exaggeration. Like half-baked or Americone Dream, a pint.
That's what
a
I had
night.
Last night. I'd never had Americone Dream before.
So good.
And it looked appealing, and it was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But you eat the whole pint? I mean, in college, it's one thing because your metabolism is better. I mean, you're still in your 20s. I'm in my 50s. But your metabolism is better. You're going to be more active. And, you know, like I had just played an hour of basketball with my son. My wife and I had gone for over a 2-mile walk. And so I was like, okay, I can eat. But if I have this thing where I don't want to finish off a whole pint in one sitting.
It's actually good. The self-control of it is good. Like you said, you're sitting there looking at the ice cream, and you can put the top back on, control yourself, put it back in the freezer. That's awesome because to your love of my 600-pound life, those people do not have that self-control.
Well, they'll stop after the sixth pint. I mean, after the sixth pint, they're like, this is enough already. This is getting embarrassing.
You know what? And that to that same point, I think I go through that with bags of chips. Because I get the family size bag, and then I'll look down, and there'll be one corner left, and I'll be ashamed of myself. Like, damn, I just ate a whole family size bag of chips.
Yes, because the serving sizes are ridiculous. Like, what adult could not sit down on the couch and eat a family size bag of Doritos? I mean, what everybody. Like every adult could knock that down easily. And again, I just didn't know if I should feel bad about being able to eat a pint, or I should just go ahead and eat a pint of ice cream. Like, again, I haven't bought a pint of ice cream probably in over a year because if it's there, I'll eat it, and I don't want to. But I didn't know what your guys' standard MO was when it came to that.
I would say, and I think y'all hit it on the head, Hawk. This is my take on this situation. In college, you make fun of a guy that saves a pint of ice cream for 3 days.
Right.
Because you're young and, like you say, metabolism, and you're a man. As a grown-up, as a father, as a husband, it would be irresponsible to sit and eat a pint of ice cream every night because you know what that's going to do to the long-term health of you being there for your family. I might have got too deep there, but
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, you like ice cream? You have a little ice cream snack at night?
Yep. Love ice cream.
Yeah. So what about a pint? Do you ever sit down with a pint?
The individual ones? Yeah, I can take
that
down.
Yeah, like, you know, like a pint, like a Ben and Jerry's pint.
Oh, yeah, I can take that down.
Yeah. So what you got a go-to flavor, or you like them all?
I'm simple. I go for vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. Who doesn't like vanilla? Yeah. All right, so there you go.
With Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you go Häagen-Dazs vanilla. I don't even think Ben & Jerry's makes a vanilla, but I understand what you're saying, Jimmy. You get like a vanilla going.
Jimmy, I will Venmo with cash, tash tab, whatever the hell y'all do, get you a Cherry Garcia. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You ever had that, Jimmy? A little Cherry Garcia, Ben & Jerry's?
Never had one.
Never had a fish food? You ever heard of fish food?
Oh, goodness.
Actually, nope, never heard of that.
No? Really?
No.
Solana, you want to take him to Publix? You want to take him on a little road trip?
Yeah. Yeah, you should try the fish food, Jimmy. I think you'd like it.
All right. I love that Americone Dream.
So good.
Oh, my God. That was good.
If you like...
All right.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Hawk, if you like Americone Dream, you've got to try Caramel Cone from Häagen-Dazs. I think it's better. You got to try it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to get back into an ice cream thing, though. I don't. If I start having it in the house, I'll sit there. All I do is I think about it. It's all I do. I think about it. Oh, the ice cream is there. The ice cream is there. So I just keep it out of the house.
Not actually smart, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I should probably do that with my sleep gummies. Here's a couple of the texts regarding the pint of ice cream that I was talking about in the last segment. Somebody says, Tillamook waffle cone swirl is the bomb. Better than any ice cream you'll ever have.
Yeah, Tillamook says, cheese. The Tillamook cheese is terrible.
Oh, Tillamook. That's it. Right. That's a dairy. I knew that name. So that's a whole dairy.
Yeah, the cheese is terrible. No flavor. But the ice cream's okay. I'll give you that.
Somebody texts in, Chunky Monkey is the undisputed best. I don't think I've ever had that. Somebody texts in, I think Spo and Pat Riley have shared many a night eating pints of ice cream trying to figure out this season. Somebody says, it's hilarious that Hawk is worried about his figure. Imagine what he would look like if he didn't. Yeah, imagine. It's exactly right. Along that same line, somebody says, Hawk, are you in training? Are you getting ready to have a photo shoot? Who cares? You've looked terrible since UM. Just eat the whole thing. Trust me, I have those days too. I have those days too where, you know, the whole week I'm running, I'm playing basketball, I'm eating only vegetables, you know, and then I get out of the shower, I look at myself, I go, what am I doing all that for? Nothing's happening here. What am I doing?
Have you ever eaten half a pint at 7, put it back in at 7:40, and went at 9 and ate the rest and just, yeah?
That I do not. Like, if I put it away, that's it. I'll put it away. That I don't think I'd be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Man, Lay's potato chips and French onion dip. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that gets me every time.
Yeah, that's really, like, more than ice cream. Chips I could eat all night long. Somebody texts in, I didn't know you weren't supposed to eat the whole pint until my girlfriend told me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no way that it's supposed to be one serving. It's probably four servings, right? If I went and looked at the pint, it's probably, like, four servings, but I think a lot of guys do think of a pint of ice cream as a serving.
Think about them big. What about those big ass milkshakes though? Like a McDonald's milkshake or any milkshake, they're bigger than a pint of ice cream.
Right, right. Yeah, I would imagine if you go to Jack. In fact, I know if you go to Jackson's and you get like, because I like the ice cream. It's got the pound cake. It's got pound cake on it. It's got whipped cream. It's got, you know, chocolate syrup and butterscotch. There's no question that I could sit there, throw back one of those desserts at Jackson's, and there's got to be more calories, more sugar, and more fat than one full pint of Ben and Jerry's.
For sure. For yeah. sure, because they add it. What's the, well, they flip it over. The creamery, whatever creamery.
Oh, Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, Cold Stone. Bro, if you get a Cold Stone, that guarantee, because you can just add as much crap as you want. Give me the Oreos. Give me the gummy bears. Give me the M&Ms. Put some damn sprinkles over it. Yeah, man. That's a single serve. Single serve.
Three servings, according to Solana. Three servings in one pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Three servings. Mm. That's officially three servings. But, yeah, it is funny because you go to Cold Stone and it's like, yeah, you know, the ice cream isn't enough. I would like, you know, and you essentially have an entire Three Musketeers thrown in there and an entire bag of Reese's Pieces. And it's like, what are we? I saw this comedian. It's like, you know, if you made dinner at home and you were cooking up a bowl of spaghetti, you were cooking up a pot of spaghetti and sauce at home, you wouldn't sit there and nibble and finish an entire loaf of bread before you sat down to eat the spaghetti. But you do that when you go out, right? Yep. You go out. They put an entire loaf of bread in front of you before your meal. You eat the loaf of bread. They stop by. They go, you want more bread? Yeah, you know what? I'll probably dip some in the sauce. So sure, bring a bread over. I'll have my second loaf of bread before my dinner starts.
And talk to your point about the diet. You always bring a point about the diet soda. Eating a, you know, a double quarter pounder, large fried diet soda. Two loaves of bread. Then you got to get the calamari. Yeah, let's try the queso for the table. Full meal. Hey, no dessert for me, thanks. No dessert for you. You just consumed 4,500 calories. No dessert.
You had 3 pounds of veal covered in sauce and cheese after you had two loaves of bread and calamari.
Unfortunately, our best of to begin summer must come to an end here. It's been a fun 4 hours on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Appreciate everybody who tuned in all show long. Tomorrow we get back into it. It's game 6. Panthers hopefully hoist the cup tomorrow night, about 28, 29 hours from this moment. But tomorrow we get right back into it on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk, Crowder, myself, 4 hours previewing the Florida Panthers. But to end our best of on day one of summer, I present to you one more conversation about ice cream. We follow up OG's Mount Rushmore of ice cream with what we like to call the ice cream dilemma.
I have a serious question here, Crowder. I don't know if you're an ice cream guy or not, or Solana if you're an ice cream guy. I'm not I love ice cream, so I don't keep it in the house. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I have it in the house, then I'll just sit there and I'll eat it at night. But I was at, I don't know, Publix, Winn-Dixie the other day, and I decided, you know, I'm going to buy a pint of Ben & Jerry's. Just the flavor looked appealing to me, and I normally don't because I'll eat it. Yeah. So the little pint, you know what I'm talking about, a little pint.
A little tiny one, a little personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many sittings for you to knock down a pint?
Two outs in a baseball game? What do you mean?
Really? The whole pint? The whole pint? You'll knock it down in one sitting.
Oh yeah, 15 minutes, man. If it's what's that called?
I could.
The Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, they got Cherry Garcia.
Oh my goodness, the Cherry Garcia. 5 minutes.
Wait, right? Like I could, but I don't allow myself. I have to make it at least 3 nights. I have to, and then I was wondering as I was putting it back in the freezer last night with just a nub of ice cream left because it was the second night. But, you know, mentally, I wanted to put it back in the freezer. There's just a little nub of ice cream in there. I was thinking to myself, do most guys just knock this thing down? Because I could easily finish that, in one sitting. What about you, Solana? You ever eat a pint of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. In college, I was putting down a pint a night. That's not an exaggeration. Like half-baked or Americone Dream, a pint.
That's what
a
I had
night.
Last night. I'd never had Americone Dream before.
So good.
And it looked appealing, and it was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But you eat the whole pint? I mean, in college, it's one thing because your metabolism is better. I mean, you're still in your 20s. I'm in my 50s. But your metabolism is better. You're going to be more active. And, you know, like I had just played an hour of basketball with my son. My wife and I had gone for over a 2 mile walk. And so I was like, okay, I can eat. But if I have this thing where I don't want to finish off a whole pint in one sitting.
It's actually good. The self-control of it is good. Like you said, you're sitting there looking at the ice cream, and you can put the top back on, control yourself, put it back in the freezer. That's awesome because to your love of my 600-pound life, those people do not have that self-control.
Well, they'll stop after the sixth pint. I mean, after the sixth pint, they're like, this is enough already. This is getting embarrassing.
You know what? And that to that same point, I think I go through that with bags of chips. Because I get the family size bag, and then I'll look down, and there'll be one corner left, and I'll be ashamed of myself. Like, damn, I just ate a whole family size bag of chips.
Because the serving sizes are ridiculous. Like, what adult could not sit down on the couch and eat a family size bag of Doritos? I mean, what? Everybody. Like, every adult could knock that down easily. And again, but I just didn't know if I should feel bad about being able to eat a pint, or I should just go ahead and eat a pint of ice cream. Like, again, I haven't bought a pint of ice cream probably in over a year because if it's there, I'll eat it, and I don't want to. But I didn't know what your guys' standard MO was when it came to that.
I was saying, I think y'all hit it on the head, Hawk. This is my take on this situation. In college, you make fun of a guy that saves a pint of ice cream for 3 days.
Right.
Because you're young and, like you say, metabolism, and you're a man. As a grown-up, as a father, as a husband, it would be irresponsible to sit and eat a pint of ice cream every night because you know what that's going to do to the long-term health of you being there for your family. I might have got too deep there, but
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. What about you, Jimmy? Jimmy, you like ice cream? You have a little ice cream snack at night?
Yep. Love ice cream.
Yeah. So what about a pint? Do you ever sit down with a pint?
The individual ones? Yeah, I can take
that down. Yeah, like, you know, like a pint, like a Ben & Jerry's pint.
Oh, yeah, I can take that down.
Yeah. So what's your go to flavor? Or you like them all?
I'm simple. I go for vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. Who doesn't like vanilla? Yeah. All right. No. So there you go.
With Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you go Häagen-Dazs vanilla. I don't even think Ben and Jerry's makes a vanilla, but I understand what you're saying, Jimmy. You get like a vanilla going. Get a
Jimmy,
vanilla.
Jimmy, I will Venmo a cash tash tab, whatever the hell y'all do. Get you a Cherry Garcia. Oh my goodness gracious!
You ever had that, Jimmy? A little Cherry Garcia, Ben and Jerry's.
Never had one.
Oh. Never had a fish food. You ever heard of fish food?
Oh goodness!
Actually, nope. Never heard of that.
No, really?
No.
Solana, you want to take him to Publix? You want to take him on a little road trip?
Yeah. Yeah, you should try the fish food, Jimmy. I think you'd like it.
All right. I love that Americone Dream.
So good.
Oh, my God. That was
if
good.
You like,
all right.
Yeah, I'll try that one.
Hawk, if you like Americone Dream, you've got to try Caramel Cone from Häagen-Dazs. I think it's better. You got to try it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to get back into an ice cream thing, though. I don't. If I start having it in the house, I'll sit there. All I do is I think about it. It's all I do. I think about it. Oh, the ice cream is there. The ice cream is there. So I just keep it out of the house.
Not actually smart, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I should probably do that with my sleep gummies. Here's a couple of the texts regarding the pint of ice cream that I was talking about. In the last segment, somebody says Tillamook waffle cone swirl is the bomb, better than any ice cream you'll ever have.
Yeah, Tillamook says, cheese, the Tillamook cheese is terrible.
Oh, Tillamook, that's it, right. That's a dairy. I knew that name, so that's a whole dairy.
Yeah, the cheese is terrible. No flavor, but the ice cream's okay. I'll give you that.
Somebody texts in Chunky Monkey is the undisputed best. I don't think I've ever had that. Somebody texts in, I think Spo and Pat Riley have shared many a night eating pints of ice cream trying to figure out this season. Somebody says, it's hilarious that Hawk is worried about his figure. Imagine what he would look like if he didn't. Yeah, imagine. It's exactly right. Along that same line, somebody says, Hawk, are you in training? Are you getting ready to have a photo shoot? Who cares? You've looked terrible since UM. Just eat the whole thing. Trust me, I have those days too. I have those days too where, you know, the whole week I'm running, I'm playing basketball, I'm eating only vegetables, you know, and then I get out of the shower, I look at myself, I go, what am I doing all that for? Nothing's happening here. What am I doing?
Have you ever eaten half a pint at 7, put it back in at 7:40 and went at 9 and ate the rest and just,
That I do not. Like, if I put it away, that's it. I'll put it away. That I don't think I'd be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Man, Lay's potato chips and French onion dip. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that gets me every time.
Yeah. Chips, that's really, like, more than ice cream. Chips I could eat all night long. Somebody texts in, I didn't know you weren't supposed to eat the whole pint until my girlfriend told me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no way that it's supposed to be one serving. It's probably four servings, right? If I went and looked at the pint, it's probably, like, four servings, but I think a lot of guys do think of a pint of ice cream as a serving.
Think about them big. What about those big ass milkshakes though? Like a McDonald's milkshake or any milkshake, they're bigger than a pint of ice cream.
Right, right. Yeah, I would imagine if you go to Jack. In fact, I know if you go to Jackson's and you get like, because I like the ice cream. It's got the pound cake. It's got pound cake on it. It's got whipped cream. It's got, you know, chocolate syrup and butterscotch. There's no question that I could sit there, throw back one of those desserts at Jackson's, and there's got to be more calories, more sugar, and more fat than one full pint of Ben and Jerry's.
For sure. For sure, because they add it. What's the, well, they flip it over. The creamery, whatever creamery.
Oh, Cold Stone Creamery.
Cold Stone. Bro, if you get a Cold Stone, that guarantee, because you can just add as much crap as you want. Give me the Oreos. Give me the gummy bears. Give me the M&Ms. Put some damn sprinkles over it. Yeah, man. That's a single serve. Single serve.
Three servings, according to Solana. Three servings in one pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Three servings. That's officially three servings. But yeah, it is funny because you go to Cold Stone and it's like, yeah, you know, the ice cream isn't enough. I would like, you know, and you essentially have an entire Three Musketeers thrown in there and an entire bag of Reese's Pieces. And it's like, what are we? I saw this comedian. It's like, you know, if you made dinner at home and you were cooking up a bowl of spaghetti, you were cooking up a pot of spaghetti and sauce at home, you wouldn't sit there and nibble and finish an entire loaf of bread before you sat down to eat the spaghetti. But you do that when you go out, right? Yep. You go out. They put an entire loaf of bread in front of you before your meal. You eat the loaf of bread. They stop by. They go, you want more bread? Yeah, you know what? I'll probably dip some in the sauce. So sure, bring a bread over. I'll have my second loaf of bread before my dinner starts.
And Hawk, to your point about the diet, you always bring a point about the diet soda, eating a, you know, a double quarter pounder, large fried diet soda, two loaves of bread. Then you got to get the calamari. Yeah, let's try the queso for the table. Full meal. Hey, no dessert for me, thanks. No dessert for you. You just consumed 4,500 calories. No dessert.
You had 3 pounds of veal covered in sauce and cheese after you had two loaves of bread and calamari.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.